Well, the game for me was, I thought it was a good game in the fact that I thought we came out and played physical in the first period. I thought we played pretty well in the first. I was pretty happy with how things went in the first. I didn't think we generated too much activity at the net, but we made some changes in the second a little bit, and or after the first, that didn't result in the necessary changes in the second, really. We got a couple of goals. It was good, but our play in the second wasn't great. We gave up some power plays, and they scored. They had, I think, 20 shots and 8 scoring chances. They had eight scoring chances just on their power play. So, kind of got a little bit fortunate there. But the third, I thought we played real well. We had some good performances from a lot of guys. Our power play came to life, which was good, because it looked like the first 4 minutes in the first period when we had the power play, it looked like it was just scary. And I thought this is, and we talked about it after the first. I mean, we had to change. You can't be that disrespectful to the rest of your teammates. And I don't think it was by design. So, but we were better in the third, and then we started to get pucks to the net more, and things started to go in. And the power play was good. I think there was a lot of happy people on our bench and behind the bench. That power play finally got unclogged. You know, so. All in all, it was good. It was good. A lot of good things. I mean, that little line with Ladd and Wheeler was real good again. I thought Burmistrov's line was good as well. I thought he played a strong game. It was a huge effort and play that he made to take away their 4 minute power play on the Evander Kane penalty. I thought that was a really good play that kind of helped us out, that put it 4-on-4 there with, you know, 11 or whatever minutes to go. So that, because that could have been dangerous. You're 4-1, they get. Two power play goals, it's 4-3, and you got a different scenario here. So there's a lot of things that could have happened, and I thought that the players really managed the game quite well. And I know that they weren't real completely happy at the end of the game with some things of how they wanted to change things. So, but I think all in all was good.
What weren't they happy with?
I'll just leave that in the room.
So a lot of goals in the last 2 games. You guys are on fire?
Yeah, fire, yeah. I wouldn't say we're on fire. I think, yeah, but I mean, they're going in, and guys are playing well, and your top players are performing, and a lot of guys are going, and, you know, and confidence we talked about before is a funny thing, and it's good. But, you know, like, if you play well, and we talked about that before, your results are going to come, and that's, we're just trying to play well. We're trying to control 60 minutes, you know. How did we play when it was 3-1, 4-1? You know, these are things we got to manage better, really. You know, you get against an offensive team in the second period, that game can turn around quickly on you. And we didn't play with any physical, not near the physical play in the second when we did in the first. And we were second to lose pucks, and we spent most of the time in our D zone, even 5-on-5 without the power plays that they had. So we weren't helping ourselves at all. And then we go with 28 seconds to go in the period, and we turn the puck over just inside our blue line to come down and get two more chances in the last 4 seconds. You know, like, I'm not trying to find the negative, but these are things you got to get better at, you know. That's just, you can't play that mentality, that loose mentality, oh, we're up 3-1. That can change in a hurry.
How important was Andre?
Pavs? Yeah. Well, Pavs has been, you know, been real good. Like, I mean, he was huge in that second period, and he made some big saves, you know. But the thing that Pavs certainly gives me, and I think our team, is that when you watch him, I don't get real nervous watching him in the net. Like, he certainly gives me a real sense of calm and composure and confidence. He looks like he's under control. Looks like the puck's going half speed. I mean, he's in a good place right now. I'm happy he's there.
Is it surprising coming from the 24?
No, because that's the time when the maturity starts to take hold in some people, you know, and I think that he recognizes the value on this team, and I think he knows what he wants to be. I think Wade Flaherty's done a really good job with him in making him a responsible pro and just helping him through the maturing process, and I think it's just part of the evolution of a player wanting to be a good player. I think this is what we're seeing. You know?
You talked recently about getting over the hump.
Well,
what are you hoping for this time, maybe last time?
Well, I'd really like to continue with our homestand and have it some success. So that's been a correlation with us in December. We had a little trouble there in January, and we seem to be back a little bit with it now. If we can continue to win, we know the homestands are good, and they've been good, but eventually the hump is gonna get created. It'll happen on the road, and that's going to be the elephant in the room. We're going to have to deal with that. Because eventually, if we do well in this homestand, it's going to come down to how is our performance going to be when it gets greasy? That's going to be defining. And then you're going to see, I spoke about this before, if you want to have a successful team that has a chance to make the playoffs, you hope your home record is good, but your road records, it usually has got to be at 500 or near. If it's below, it's only slightly, but you better compensate with your home record. And, so that's still a target for me. But it's on the play. That's what we have to do. We have to play better on the road. But right now we're trying to get our game together, and we're doing a better job there. We're good. We're at home. We're okay there.
Is it possible in hindsight that maybe scoring those five goals in Pittsburgh did produce some sort of positive impact on that game in terms of the offense?
I don't see that at all. But no disrespect to your comments, but no. But, I get the five goals, but when I look at that Picasso that we painted in Pittsburgh, whoa, that's scary. You play like that, you can score 40 goals, you're going to lose 60-40. We did not play well at all there. That was not good. So the five goals for me were, you might as well just throw those away because you're going to give up eight. And we weren't good in that game. That was not good, And quite frankly, when you look at that game, to set somewhat of a turning point, as now as you look back, it's kind of given a turning point to us where, maybe that woke us up or something, because we started to get back on track a little bit after that. I wasn't happy, and neither were they, and so, but I wouldn't look at the five goals and say, oh boy, we're an offensive juggernaut. We had been struggling, and yeah, we just scored five and played terrible, gave up eight.
Do you see that in a young player like that sort of come to his own defense, or are you upset about the community? How do you do that in the whole exchange? Because I got to tell you, Coach, I liked it.
Okay, good. Then I'm going to be with you. Well, I don't know. You know. It's okay when the game's over and you've won 5-1. That's great. But if that happens in a playoff game, and that's the decisions you make, or in a heated game, that's great. I liked it, but would I like to see it a little bit different? I would like to see it a little different. I don't take anything away from what he did, And Buff as well was right there too, so I thought that was good. So, but that's all part of becoming a mature player and in the process, So it's all part of it, and I think he wasn't happy, and that's good. So from that standpoint, it was okay, but we'll discuss it with them later. It won't be today.
Hey guys,
thanks guys. Have a good night.
Thanks, Coach. I'll let you know the schedule tomorrow as soon as I know it. Thank you.